There's been an outpouring of vitriol in Papua New Guinea after the country hosted the annual Miss South Pacific pageant. Normally, it's a celebration of the region's women, but this year, it's literally left a bad taste in the mouths of many people. Our PNG correspondent Liam Fox reports.
Created in Samoa in 1987, the Miss South Pacific pageant aims to promote the talents and culture of the region's young women. This year was the first time Papua New Guinea hosted the event, and the first time it's been telecast around the South Pacific. But rather than shining a positive light on PNG, it's left many locals feeling angry and ashamed.
It's embarrassing. It's a national disgrace for us. This was a major letdown. It's humiliating. It's embarrassing. There's just no bloody excuse.
Titi Garbi is one of the many people who have voiced their criticism of the crowning event last week on the social networking site Facebook. She says people dressed in their finest sweltered in a venue with no air conditioning and the food was awful.
I swear it was tin fish, you know, and it smelled tin fish. I mean, get out of here. We know what tin fish smells like. We could smell from not too far from the dishes that it was off. So we served what we could, sat down on the table. I put a spoon of prawns and I don't know if it was a prawn salad or something. And I had to spit the whole thing out because it stank.
Not only did it taste bad, but Miss Garbi says it made people sick.
At least five others were sick. My pregnant announcer was also sick. She didn't come into work on Monday. I didn't go into work on Monday as well.
Tickets to the event cost the equivalent of $400, a huge amount by local standards.
There is no bloody justification. Sponsors should be given an explanation on why it turned out the way it did. Every single toy accounted for. There's just got to be some justification for a lot of the way they did things, and this has got to come from the committee.
The chairman of the local organising committee, Dadi Toka Jr., has declined all media requests to respond to the criticism. The job was left to the committee's media coordinator, Alexandra Kalanoi.
I think the committee is well aware of the criticisms that it's received, and at the end of the day, we do take responsibility for the issues with the air conditioning. That was something that was out of our hands on the day. It was an issue with the venue. In terms of the catering, yes, that is an issue that we've considered as well. And at the moment, we are doing our own internal investigations, just trying to get to the bottom of all of that with the committee member responsible.
How about the allegations of tinned fish being served?
Oh, that's entirely incorrect. What was actually served was a yellowfin tuna dish.
Ms. Kalanoi says ticket sales funded the event and enabled it to be telecast throughout the region. She says an audit will be conducted and any unspent money will be given to local charities.
It is certainly not a for-profit venture. Every person on the committee is there on a voluntary basis.
Despite the shortcomings of the crowning night, Ms. Kalanoi says overall the event was a success and feedback from the contestants has been positive. The chairman of the Miss South Pacific pageant and the Deputy Prime Minister of Samoa, Misa Telefoni, agrees.
I can't really comment on the catering. I'm not sure what people were being charged, but, you know, there was a reasonable standard of food. But I think the program they also had for the young ladies, it was a week of activities. They went to Alotau. They spread it around Papua New Guinea as much as they could. So I thought, on balance, that the local committee did a very good job.
For the record, the Cook Islands entrant, Joyana Meyer, was crowned this year's Miss South Pacific.
Liam Fox with that report.